Do not worry, do not be anxious or concerned. Life is more than food, drink and clothing. The good news this Sunday is that God cares for us more than we realize. That is why Jesus in the Gospel teaches his disciples that God cares for them more than all other creatures. Look at the birds of the sky. Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. What Jesus is driving at in this passage is to persuade us to stop worrying so that we can seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It is impossible to serve God with a divided heart. No one can serve God and mammon, which was another Hebrew word for money. We are challenged to totally depend on God, and God in turn will care for all our needs. The 1963 award-winning movie Lilies of the Field, starring Sidney Poitier, underlines the theme of total dependence on God by a community of nuns who arrive in the Arizona desert to start a new convent with no money at all. At the beginning of the movie, there is a touching scene where the Mother Superior says to Homer Smith, "God is good. He has sent me a big, strong man to build the chapel." When Homer Smith asks for his just wages, Mother Superior tries to tell him not to worry about money and quotes the Bible. "Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, neither do they spin." Matthew 6:28. Another touching moment in the movie is the night before the dedication of the new chapel that Homer Smith has helped the nuns to build. Mother Maria only thanks God for all the gifts that God has given to Homer Smith, a wonderful understanding that all our gifts of time, talent, and treasure come from God. Since God cares so much for his creation, he will certainly care for us. That kind of faith and trust in God has led many women and men down the centuries to accept the invitation of Jesus in today's gospel, to leave everything and follow him. They free themselves from worry and rely totally on God for their needs. One example that comes to mind is Blessed Mother Teresa, who always trusted and depended on God. One day when journalists asked her how she would pay for all her many projects, she said, "God will provide." That radical trust frees us from worrying too much about the means in order to focus on our mission and purpose in life. So what message do we take home this Sunday? One, the good news is that God cares for us more than we realize, and therefore we need not worry, but trust. Two, the readings challenge us to free ourselves from worry, from serving two masters, so that we may focus more on our mission and purpose. And finally, following the example of Blessed Mother Teresa as a model of dependence on God, we place ourselves totally in God's care for all our needs. With God's grace, I can do that. You can do that too. May God bless us with the grace to rely and trust in him. I am Monsignor John Binder. God bless you.